Welcome to Pursuing True North's Truth of the Week series. I am Catherine King.
And I'm Jenny Scioto. This week's Truth of the Week is Colossians 3:23. Whatever you do, work heartily, as for the Lord and not for men. And that's the NIV version. It's believed that Paul wrote this letter. According to my study Bible, Timothy most likely served as Paul's stenographer, and they had some fancy name for it. Amanuensis? I don't know how to pronounce it. Anyway, so Paul wrote the lovely letter, and it was for the people of the church at Colossae. Colossae. If anyone can tell me how to pronounce that, congratulations. I had 6 years of speech therapy, and I have no idea how to say that. The whole purpose of this particular letter to the church is basically how to live.
Yeah, it's like it's kind of like a Christian lifestyle guidance chapter. I mean, it covers the whole, book really. The book covers just a bunch of different guidelines for how
to live.
Yeah.
In the beginning, it warns against false teachings, and then it goes to Christian living.
It's a great book for whether they talked about marriage, and they talk about the slaves at the time and their masters, and they talked about just kind of how you're to act and behave and what living a Christ-filled life is supposed to kind of look like a little bit.
Yeah.
So this verse is really a good one for just kind of covers all the bases. It says whatever you do. So,
and this original thing about whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord and not for men, was specifically talking about slavery at the time. And even slaves should work for their masters. And we've equated it in modern time to employees working for employers, but it can equate to anything in your life.
You really can.
Whether you're a mom changing diapers.
It's work.
Unto the Lord. Don't do it grumbling. Work heartily.
The Merriam-Webster defines heartily as in a hearty manner, with all sincerity, wholeheartedly, with zest or gusto, wholly and thoroughly. So now, good attitude. That's all about some attitude right there.
Yes. And, so I have changed a minimum of 2 diapers for the last 9 years. Minimum of 2 diapers. A couple times in there I've had 3 in diapers. Anyway, I'm using this as the example because it is literally, it's poop. And that's, the most undesirable chore I feel like out there is dealing with that sort of stuff. No one who has ever changed a diaper thinks, oh, I can't wait till I change the next one. This is going to be great.
I always felt like that, Jenny. What are you talking about?
So I'm saying even in that, there is something good. I'm supposed to be doing it with a joyful heart, heartily to the Lord. I'm not supposed to be looking at it as I'm serving my kids or I'm serving my husband or I'm doing this or I'm doing that for them or them. I'm supposed to be doing all of these thankless chores or thankless job, whatever the case may be, for the Lord. And that's really what this verse comes down to, is to have the right perspective about what your work here is down on earth.
If you have the right perspective, your attitude kind of falls in line naturally. If you recognize that every time you're doing a chore, every time you're working for a boss, every time you're doing anything, it's God who's behind that and behind all of it. And when we have been given opportunities, we've been given things, whether we're getting paid for it or not, like, we're supposed to still have the attitude of, okay, this is for my Savior. He's given me this. There's something beautiful behind every piece of work anyway.
Exactly.
Behind those dirty diapers is a child that loves you and needs you, that God's given you. Behind that laundry is a family you've been given, who you get to fold their laundry and do their and keep them looking nice and smelling good.
Behind employment, even if you're not at your dream job, there's still a paycheck. There's still a purpose.
You're still
speaking into people's lives. You're still a part of this world.
You're providing a product that's making somebody's life better. Everything has amazing good purpose. And it's in there. Sometimes it's not always obvious for us to see. And I get working for people who are really difficult to work for, like having bosses that just wreck your spirit. And somehow you still have to find a way to go, okay, I'm not doing this task that I don't want to do for this boss. Because even if you feel like it's not something you want to do or is necessary to do even, if it's been given to you, you can be like, okay, God, I'm going to make this about you. And I'm going to do this
exactly
with you in mind instead of this wretched boss of mine. Like, you know, just, but the, again, that goes back to perspective and an attitude. And there's usually reward from working hard with a good attitude. It changes you even from the inside out. So even if you started looking at something with, oh my gosh, I don't want to do this.
Your mental health improves when you change your perspective, which is the first benefit to yourself. Is just your life gets better when you have a better attitude about it. But the other thing is that other opportunities might open up to you because you're not being a grumbly employee, or your family is in a better mood because you're not complaining about the 12th load of laundry you're doing this week. You're just doing it because the Lord blessed you with kids or a husband. Not everybody in this world has those things. And no matter what your job is, no matter what your task is, there is a benefit if you do it happily. And if you do it with your whole heart, thinking that you're working toward the Lord, the payoffs are much more than if you go around grumbling your whole life.
Correct. Also, at least for me, a little trick that I've learned in my life, especially I've spent quite a few years being a stay-at-home mom, and I'm doing all of the things at home, you know, you carry the brunt of the weight of the home, and that's the way, I mean, it makes sense, and it should be, like,
yeah, if your husband works all day,
you get some stuff you need to get done so that they don't have to come home and do any of that.
Exactly, yeah, because then you should be able to spend family time. He should be able to come home and you guys have dinner or
and
do whatever.
And it's very wash, rinse, repeat. And it can get monotonous. You can feel like no one appreciates it. It's easy to get into that. No one sees what I do. No one appreciates this. No one cares. But one of the tricks I've learned in doing some of the cleaning and the tasks that I don't enjoy doing, or that you're like, oh my gosh, I got to do this again, I've turned those moments into kind of praise and worship time. So
it's a good idea.
I have put music on for years doing these chores. I've got earbuds in when I'm cleaning the house, and I am praising God while I'm doing this work. And that absolutely, you can't be grumbling and complaining in your head while you're singing praise songs out your mouth. Yeah. I mean, if you can do it, you probably have multiple personalities and you need to see a shrink. But if otherwise, I think you could really just get in that, you get in a headspace and a heart space of worshiping God while you're doing your menial tasks. And it makes everything so much better.
I've actually, over the years, just doing house chores, I will pick either a podcast, an audiobook, or some sort of movie that I can listen in and take with me. So when I'm doing laundry, because I do laundry every day. So when I'm doing it, I look forward to that time because I can't wait to listen to whatever I've put aside to listen to for that chore. Yeah, so I try to make it so I look forward to it instead of, oh, not again.
Yeah.
Why do my kids have to wear a clean underwear every day? But yeah, those are just little tricks of the trade. And for y'all, it might be something different, but whatever you do that you can find yourself somewhat complaining in your head or out loud, try to find something that will change it, will tweak that task to make you look at it in a different perspective.
So here's the challenge for this week. What is the thing that's the hardest for you to do right now, whether it's working for a boss or working for something you have to do just in general? What are you having a hard time with your attitude? Like, what is that one thing right now that you could focus on and start dedicating that chore or that task to God and say, okay, I'm gonna change how I see this. I'm gonna change my attitude. I'm gonna change my perspective. Like, what is that one thing that you're going to work on this week. Jenny, what are you going to work on this week?
I am going to work on cooking dinner. It is my job to cook dinner. So my husband has celiac disease and he was diagnosed 9 years ago now. I grew up cooking Italian and all the things, lots of sauces and pastas and breads and calzones, and I can do anything Italian, but having a husband that can't do wheat has changed my way of cooking drastically. And ever since then, I'll be honest, I haven't loved cooking. At first I looked at it as a challenge and then I just kind of grumbled. If it doesn't come naturally sometimes.
Oh my gosh, I'm so that way.
Yeah. And that's kind of how I've been lately, and I've caught myself a couple of times the last few weeks really dreading dinner. And I got a new cookbook and I have in my mind that I was like, this is it. I'm going to change my attitude toward cooking. I'm going to try to look forward to it. I want to not complain. I want my husband to enjoy my meals. So yeah, that's going to be my challenge.
It's a good one.
So glad you joined us today. Hit subscribe so you don't miss a thing and catch all the new happenings at pursuingtruenorth.com.
Don't forget to like and share us. Have a wonderful day and we'll see you next week.